fighting for America.
I called Bob and Janie Bergdahl and told them that after nearly 5 years in captivity, their son Bo is coming home.
Fighting for Idaho.
5 years is a seemingly endless long time, but you've made it.
The ethos here, no one left behind, is true. Bo, you are not left behind.
Fighting for you.
And we would appreciate it if you'd stop by Walmart between now and Saturday at 6.
I just want to give kudos to the rescue missions in the valley.
And we would love for people to stop by and donate.
How grateful we are for these people to step up and really help those who are in need.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And I'm going to ask my friend, our great friend Megan from the Boise Rescue Mission. We'll get her on in a second. But if you can give us a like at 580KIDO on our new Facebook, we'll be able to link to you to let everybody know about what we're doing here today. She is the, she's already got her laptop and ready to go. Lots to talk about today. And you're thinking to yourself, well, Kevin, usually, holy moly, thank you, Sweet Willard. Usually you talk, there's a newsmaker interview, there's something else going on, but what happened this weekend with the return of Bo Bergdahl, it is the lead story everywhere. We would not be doing our duty here at the Walmart on Garrity if we did not join you now and offer a chance for you to yap at 580-5436. Noland, security guard Mike, the young lady from Albertsons, a few other folks on your ways into Ed's 50s Cafe. That means now is your chance at 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com. And, Ray, I will flip over to the secret NSA-protected way that we communicate. We are here benefiting the Treasure Valley Women and the Valley Women and Children's Shelter. See, Megan, this is what happens when I try and do too much so early in the morning. Good to have you with us, my Catholic sister.
Good morning.
What do you mean? Good? You don't sound like you're up and ready to go.
I am ready. I am pumped. I am here.
We've had a big
It was a long drive.
We've had a big news weekend here.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we have.
At 580 KIDO, which we'll get to in a minute. Let's talk a little bit about why we're here and what's going on, not only at the Walmart in Garrity, at Garrity and Franklin, but in addition to that, what's going on throughout the Treasure Valley this week, thanks to our friends at Walmart?
Yes, we are actually doing a week-long food drive at all of the Treasure Valley Walmarts where we're going to have our barrels out, and you're going to be able to go out and drop off anything that we are in need of. We are in need of pretty much everything you use in your day-to-day life times about 500. We have right around 300, 400 people that are spending the night in our shelters. We're serving almost 1,000 meals a day in all four shelters, two in Boise, two in Nampa. So we're just looking for the Treasure Valley to come out and help us in any way they can.
Well, and, you know, it's kind of interesting, Megan, and you at the Boise Rescue Mission Ministries have been involved in a lot of good works throughout your career and throughout the ministry's long, long stay in the Treasure Valley. But something that kind of, you know, this is early in the process, and again, by the end, I'll be cranky, Kevin. Kevin, you're always cranky, Kevin. That's enough out of you. See, you don't even have to talk. I know what you're thinking.
I know. Having a cool conversation with yourself.
And I do that a lot at 580KIDO and when I'm not on the air. But anyway, you know, I think that I'm onto something here. And I think it was the story in the Press Tribune yesterday where we were talking, and they call it a radio stunt. But, you know, I prefer a campaign or a crusade. But who's to say that this little radio show, Idaho's first radio station, couldn't be the impetus of something that we do every year at this time?
That'd be fantastic.
And, you know, we've done it before where we've been out cold. I mean, you get no rest. That's the big time for you guys.
It is.
Is the, you know, the holidays. And let's face it, from businesses, big and small, individuals that give what they have, and the media, you know, that spirit from, let's say, late October until early January is just unprecedented, I think.
Well, we do receive, what, 60% of our year's donations in the months of November and December. So that would make sense that those are the times that, and that's the time when people are thinking about their brothers and sisters in needs. But we're a 365-day rescue mission. We need things every single day of the year. We never close. And it's important for our friends and our supporters to remember that.
Well, and that's why I thought to myself, having lived at the shelter, having been educated by you all, and my education continues, mm-hmm. that why not do something this time of year? And quite frankly, you know, it's needed in June, July, and August, and in September. The need is all year round, but to try and spur other people to do this before your vacation. And maybe we're onto something.
I like this.
Okay. So, Megan, tell us a little bit more about the Women and Children's Shelter before we go to our Bo Bergdahl nonstop coverage.
Oh, yes. Well, the Valley Women and Children's Shelter has been open since the beginning of February now. We are helping, I believe, 35 to 40 people that are out there. And one of the things that we didn't really anticipate was that we were going to have more children than we do women. So we're having women coming in with multiple kids. And it's been a fantastic place for people to go, and they are safe, and they can. It's a little hard to find because it was originally conceived to be a domestic violence shelter, so they want to make sure that it's not easy to find. But it's going to be a great experience for lots of people here in the Canyon County area if they need it. You know, we can extend all the way out from Jim County to Payette County. You know, it's a little bit closer than Boise is, and we are open every single day. We are serving hot breakfasts and hot dinners, and we have sack lunches that are going out. We anticipate that our numbers are going to go up as schools get out, so kids are going to have more of a chance to be out, and moms can leave kind of situations that maybe they are hurting from, and now that kids are out of school and that stability, they can come and stay at a shelter and get a little bit of a break.
And we take that for granted, but good to have you with us. Boy, you are such a trooper here. Although I'm not Larry Gebert. You know, you're always, I always see you with Larry, you know, and you know how I am about those things.
Yes.
Your boyfriend, Larry Gebert. But you're always, we appreciate you being out here. I didn't expect anybody till about 6 a.m., really. Well, it's radio, you can't tell. With TV, it's, hello, I'm doing the weather. Anyway, enough wacky zany Kevin Miller. So we'll hear more from you coming up. All right, there we go, our great friend Megan, as we move along here. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We are getting your reaction to what happened concerning Bo Bergdahl's release. We were very, very blessed to be allowed to cover this story, not only Saturday with our live show, throughout the day. And just a quick note to how you're changing the Treasure Valley, and we'll get into this with Dave Brennan. Hopefully Sweet Willard at the Manly Man section. I had someone come up to me and say, you know, Kevin, I was in the Decadent Deplorable, well, no, that's the Decadent Deplorable FM Slappies. I was talking to one of them, and I said, really? One of my sources from the NSA. NSA, CTU, it's all the same. And somebody said, I was the first to report that Bo Bergdahl is free. And I'm thinking, well, could they spell Bergdahl, or do they even know the significance of Bo Bergdahl, or how long he's been captured? And this person told one of my sources, I even beat Kevin Miller. Well, I'm thinking to myself, shows you just how much the standard in at this station, what the crusade, what the cause is about. If you have people that don't even work for 580KIDO monitoring us, that are not in the news business, that are so consumed by what we do, that they look at us competitively. Look, I don't care about Pitbull. I don't care about Justin Bieber. I don't care about Bip, Bip, Bibbidi Bop. All I care about is you. And it was just interesting that somebody came up and they were so consumed by what we do. Look, Dave Pezzo was on. The Garden Show was on. It was a day, allegedly, without Kevin Miller. But it was something that I'll never forget, and I hope that you won't. Now, there's a big national debate going on concerning Bo Bergdahl, and we will open that up to you. At 580-5436, 580-KIDO, is he a hero or is he a traitor?
I know that it is a welcome piece of news and one that I think America can celebrate.
America can celebrate. That is Republican Jeff Miller from Florida, but our old friend John McCain had this to say.
These are the highest high-risk people. And others that we have released have gone back into the fight. That's been documented. So, and it's disturbing to me that the Taliban are the ones that named the people to be released.
The Taliban have been released. The five most dangerous Taliban killers ever. And John McCain is angry. Well, we all know the secret. And our friend...
I think the big issue here is what's going to happen to these five individuals. If they re-enter the fight, then it is going to put American lives at risk, and none of us want that to happen.
He's correct about that, and people wonder why Bo Bergdahl left his post, whether he was kidnapped, whether he left willingly. These are questions that will be answered, but here's my question to you. Let's say that Bo Bergdahl left his post. Let's say that Bo Bergdahl left it, deserted his country. Does that mean that we leave one of our own behind? Does that mean that we allow the Taliban to do whatever they want with him? And if you are a traitor to your country, 5 years being held by the enemy, does that count as something? Does that count as time served? And I know these are heady topics at 5:15 at 580KIDO. However, this is what will be debated again and again and again. And by the way, it's funny because a lot of our friends, again, Heidi Harris, who we've had on, we'll have on, they're on the internet blasting away. And we have the benefit of knowing this story. And everybody's quoting what happened 3 years ago in the Rolling Stone piece. Actually, 2 years ago, Michael Hastings, God rest his soul, who wrote a piece concerning Bo Bergdahl and how he's kind of aloof, how his troops kind of made fun of him, all sorts of things. And I'm thinking to myself, that's an old story. Michael Hastings in Rolling Stone did point out, though, that John McCain and Lindsey Graham and others were the ones keeping this deal from going forward. Maybe that's why Congress was not notified. A huge day yesterday at Gowan Field. If you had a chance to check out our Twitter feed, if you had a chance to take a look at the Kevin Miller Facebook as it continues to expand, I think we're up to 7 people now, you would see the pictures from the press conference before anybody, before Almighty Channel 7 and their 75 reporters. Good to see Mark Johnson and Doug Petcash. Before the major outlets, it was Kay Millie, the iPhone, and the station Twitter.
I just want to say thank you to everyone who has supported Bo. He's had a wonderful team everywhere.
Amazing. I can remember sitting in Zany's Cafe in Haley, Idaho, hanging out with them when nobody cared. It wasn't a big national story. And we just sat there and wondered, will Bo Bergdahl ever come home? And there are other questions. You have many people questioning the president with this VA scandal. You talk about wiping out the VA scandal off the front pages. And can you argue with the image of the president with Bob and Janie Bergdahl, as distinguished as Bob looks with his beard? There you have Janie Bergdahl and Bob Bergdahl with the commander-in-chief talking about their son coming home. Is there a better unifying picture than that? Is there a better unifying picture than seeing that family reunited and hearing what Janie Bergdahl has said about her son Bo? I saw the tears. I was about 3 feet from him yesterday at Gowan Field.
We will continue to stay strong for Bo while he recovers.
We will stay strong for Bo while he recovers. Much more coming up. Kevin Miller in the morning. We are at the Walmart on Garrity. We'd love to see you. We're collecting donations for the Valley Women and Children Shelter, the Lighthouse Rescue Missions, in cooperation with the Boise Rescue Mission, our sponsors Airstream, Team Mazda. We're just getting started. It is Monday morning, 580KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And here we are at the Walmart on Garrity at 580KIDO. You know, the social media world is interesting. It tries so hard to replicate. It tries so hard to replicate talk radio, and for a lot of people, it is their version of talk radio. I have my friend Casey, who used to be a talk show host in New Jersey, and he's going blah blah blah. And Casey's a great guy. In fact, probably, he was a guy that I should have hired about 15 years ago. He'd still be working in North Carolina. Regardless of that, but he's going on and on about Bo Bergdahl and stuff, and he's believing these allegations that Bergdahl wandered off his post. Do we have confirmation of that? I don't know. I haven't heard any official confirmation What I'm saying to him is I'm waiting to find out the full story, not just what Michael Hastings wrote. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We continue on with the reaction to, Sergeant Bergdahl returning home. And did you ever believe it would happen? Not a lot of us did.
This morning, I called Bob and Janie Bergdahl and told them that after nearly 5 years in captivity, their son, Bo, is coming home.
Their son, Bo, is coming home. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? And again, people say he shouldn't have been traded for these Taliban folks. Well, maybe if Bo Bergdahl was the son of a congressman, a senator, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, it wouldn't have been such a big deal. And let's face it, the Israelis actually trade people back and forth all the time, right? Let's take a listen to what happened yesterday in Haley, Idaho.
I stopped and I prayed and thanked God for his return and wished the best for him and that he'll ultimately be as whole as possible.
There you have it. There you have it indeed. And, you know, back to my friend Casey. He's got trouble with this, and I'm saying, look, I'd like to hear the whole story. If it is disturbing, if he did walk off his post, does that mean that you leave an American behind? And just the vitriol going on concerning Bo Bergdahl is just relatively amazing at this, that people are just saying, yeah, you know, Kevin Miller, chances are we shouldn't have done this. And then again, a lot of people think that the president decided to do this. And you got to, I suppose you have to question the timing. But for me, when I saw that at the studios of 580KIDO, as we were doing the show and seeing that powerful imagery, I couldn't dispute that. I mean, the president of the United States with the Bergdahls, who would have ever thought that that would happen?
He wasn't forgotten by his community in Idaho or the military, which rallied to support the Bergdahls through thick and thin. And he wasn't forgotten by his country, because the United States of America does not ever leave our men and women in uniform behind.
There you have it. We don't ever leave our men and women behind. Maybe that's the message. You know, and again, we go back to this. What were you doing when Bo Bergdahl first was captured? 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. And the special operators, people are talking about it. It's funny because people don't know how to handle this. Susan Rice said it was an unfortunate thing. Okay, here's the issue. Do you just go, okay, these Taliban folks are bad, horrific, and they're going to kill our folks? Well, here's the skinny on this. We're leaving Afghanistan. If the president of the United States gets his way, 9,800, less than 10,000 troops will be in Afghanistan. That's right. We'll be in Afghanistan. And by 2016, whether we have a status forces agreement or not, we will be gone. At least that's what the president is saying. And hopefully he will keep his campaign promise to end both wars. Now, for me, I look at it with a tinge of regret that... And I'm trying to think, we were talking to Stephen Yates, and if you're a diehard Kevin Miller fan, like Sweet Willard, they pay me to be a fan of yours, Kevin. Thank you, Willard. If you're a diehard fan like Sweet Willard, you'll be listening in the 8 o'clock hour to Stephen Yates, who is a defense intelligence official, worked at the Bush White House, studied the Afghanis for 5 years. He's out of Idaho Falls now. Brilliant young man. In fact, if I were a successful person, I'd be Stephen Yates. And we will find out what's going to happen to all those people who believed in us. And we talked about this on Saturday at 580KIDO. We did a live show. And Mr. Yates was on. He said, who I feel sorry for are the young Afghani women who believed us, who started buying into the westernization of the graveyard of empires and got an education. Now, what happens to them? Do you think 9,800 American special operators are going to be able to protect them? Probably not. But today, we celebrate one of our own coming home. 580-5436, 580-KIDO.
We're committed to winding down the war in Afghanistan, and we are committed to closing Gitmo. But we also made an ironclad commitment to bring our prisoners of war home. That's who we are as Americans. It's a profound obligation within our military, and today, at least in this instance, it's a promise we've been able to keep.
A promise we've been able to keep. Amazing when you think about it. Coming up, we'll hear from Robert Bergdahl. We'll hear from Dave Burnett. We'll hear from Sweet Willard during the Manly Man segment. I guess we could say it's like the All-Star edition. Well, Kevin, you really have Sweet Willard. Why isn't it an All-Star edition? That's a good point, really. That's a good point. By the way, we're at the Walmart here on Garrity and Franklin. We'll be living here. That's right, thanks to our friends at Airstream. Airstream, a great way to spend your summer, to go camping, to go fishing, to live at a Walmart. So we thank our friends at Airstream. We thank Team Mazda Subaru. If you're looking for a great high-quality car, new and used, check out our friends on the Boulevard, Team Mazda and Subaru. They just said, Kevin, we want to pump you up. And by the way, thank you to them that put in two full-page ads in the paper, both papers yesterday, promoting what we're doing here. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Men, 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 manly men.
Men, 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 manly men.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning, live from the Walmart in Garrity, joined by Dave Burnett and Sweet Willard is with us, who allegedly is going to add something to the discussion. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin.
A busy weekend. Bo Bergdahl is released. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, initially for the family, for the loved ones, for the friends, the community, for the state, you know, a great thing in that one of our own coming home. There's a lot of questions to be answered, but I am sure there's plenty of time to answer those questions. I have found it fascinating from when we first got word. I mean, you had just wrapped up your Saturday morning pretty much, and then suddenly the word started spreading quickly. I was at a basketball tournament, a high school basketball tournament in Weezer, and, you know, people were scattered everywhere. I know Ray Amaya was in Ontario, and number one, fascinating how word spreads now. It's not like the old days now. It's through social media. But you got back to the station quickly. Ronaldo got back to the station quickly and went on the air immediately. In fact, I think you beat TV stations with coverage.
Well, thank you. And, you know, you're always our, how should I put it, our navigator, our compass. By about 3 hours, it was interesting to see the coverage. They seemed a little out of their depth, and I think it paid off by our having known the Bergdahls, having walked for them, having done so much. It was interesting because people, they wanted to feel the connection, and I don't think that they tried. I don't think the television really got it, and maybe they can be objective. But before we get to Sweet Willard, who's anxiously standing by, the front page of the Drudge Report, Bo Bergdahl is taking a beating, and I know you've looked at it already, but let me share this with our audience here at 580KIDO. Bergdahl, I am ashamed to be an American. The title of a U.S. soldier is just a lie of fools. And then it goes on, and I don't know if this is still the media narrative from the Michael Hastings piece, as you know, the late writer from Rolling Stones that's about 2 years old, but they are just killing this kid.
Well, you know, I would say for the people of Idaho, for those that involved in the personal tragedy of everything that took place, be prepared. You're going to hear some brutal things, some brutal and mean things said, already happening, but as this gets politicized even more, you know, just be prepared that there's two sides to this. Number one, the emotional side of a mother and a father, of family members, community members who had one of their loved ones held captive for 5 years, not knowing his whereabouts, not knowing his well-being. You have that emotional side. You have the military political side where we have always said we do not negotiate with terrorists. Well, it appears that we have. So we've broken that stance, which, by the way, we've always negotiated with terrorists. It's just how we said we'd do it. And you know, so you have that. You have five high-ranking al-Qaeda members, which, by the way, as they go back, their original ties they were involved with, that's gone at this point. But they'll integrate back in. They'll get back onto their cause. There's no doubt about it. So you've got a number of different sides going, but for those in Idaho who have been following closely, and Kevin, I believe, you know, we've been following closely here, or for those that like to, you know, pretend they've been following closely and are wrapped up in the emotions of it, be ready. You're going to hear some brutal things said.
You are correct, Dave Burnett. Sweet Willard?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that was one of the first events I worked for at the station was your walk from Haley to Boise, and that was the first time I ever learned about Bo Bergdahl. And for him to just be even released is amazing. I mean, he was the only POW in Afghanistan. And for him to come back home, and now all this, like, all the media coverage coming about him, whether he hates America or whatever, it's really tragic.
Here's the other thing at 580 KIDO. Yesterday, we had over 50 members of the national media. By the way, we are at Walmart and Garrity for Miller's Mission. We'd love for you to stop by, donate here or any other Walmart. Our fundraiser will be benefiting the Treasure Valley or the Valley Women and Children's Shelter. Also, the Lighthouse Rescue Mission. We do want to mention that. Thank you, Team Mazda. Thank you, Airstream. Thank you, Boise Rescue Mission. And we hope to thank you when you donate your gently used items, your new items. You want to buy some stuff at Walmart or you'd like to donate cash. But, you know, I'm sitting in there, and, you know, Dave Burnett, Willard can't relate to this, but age does a wonderful thing. You realize your limitations. So I'm in there yesterday tweeting and Facebooking, and there's like 50 folks from the national and local media. And, you know, it's funny, I see Mark Johnson and Doug Padcash, and they're doing their thing, and Katie Moeller from the Statesman, and I didn't talk to her, I didn't know who she was until the end, and she's working, and the lady from the AP. And then you have the big national folks. You have Ed Lavandera from CNN. You have the guy from This Week, and they're in there doing their thing, and I look at a guy, he's a gray-haired guy, and I go, "Hey, man, where are you from?" And he goes, "I'm from down the road." And I go, "What the blank? This is Idaho. Down the road. What? Channel? Who cares?" And it was people in Idaho, they've ruined me because they're so nice. And I'm not pandering to the crowd here. I find myself when I'm in an airport or something. And you know me, Dave Burnett. I'm not Mr. Social. I'll go, "How are you? How are you? What are you talking to me for, punk?" And this guy who happens to be the booker for NBC Nightly News, Mr. Big Time, didn't want to tell me who he was. Hmm. And I go, "Wow, you're not from here, are you?"
Interesting.
Yeah, and you had people, you know, one-on-one interviews and this and that. And the Bergdahls, Mr. Bergdahl gave me a thumbs up yesterday. And really it wasn't, you know, it was great to do the social media thing. But for me it was just to say, you know, you beat the odds. Congratulations.
Well, there's an incredible story to be told, and I'm assuming it will be told as time goes on. A couple of things that strike me yesterday as we heard the Bergdahl speaking at Gallen Field, you know, where they said that as of yet they have not talked to Bo. Okay, as a parent, that would drive me crazy. He's free, he's in U.S. custody, and I haven't been able to talk to him. I'm sure that's not at their choice, but that's probably the steps that he's going through. And they're following a procedure, I would be going nuts. But they were very composed and held themselves, you know, held themselves proud.
Willard?
I have to totally agree. I mean, I watched part of the conference on KBOI because that's the only channel I get.
Excuse me?
Please dump that, would you? Don't
Sorry.
Say that.
Sorry.
That's not a good move, really. Let's continue on.
I watched it, and, you know, they said that it's going to be a process when he gets back to, you know, take care of him emotionally and physically with all of his issues. So, I mean, it's just going to be a process, and they're going to take care of him. And he said if there's going to be books or movies about it, that's down the road. It's about him, first of all. It's about taking care of Bo.
Well, at 580 KIDO, I just wonder, Dave Burnett, whether or not the media is going to get that. And this is something that has never been done. The Bergdahls haven't talked to anybody. They talked to, let's see, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the disastrous interview from Rolling Stone with Michael Hastings. And yet they haven't talked to just about anybody, and they live in a remote place. It's funny, I was talking to a couple people. I mean, I know where they live. I haven't shared that. It's not a well-kept secret, but they don't live in an HOA. You're not going to be able to see them on the sidewalk there. And if they don't want to talk to anybody, they can stay in their home-like facility for quite some time. So my question to you at 580KIDO is, how desperate will the media be to get that first get?
Oh, it's going to be brutal. I mean, it will be brutal because it is a very, I mean, take the emotional side out of it. It's still a very salacious story. Young soldier, good-looking guy. Did he walk out? Was he taken out? Was he tricked out? And then for 5 years, we heard at one point that he tried to escape and they caught him. Did that take place? You know, what all happened? It is a very salacious story. And there will be people who will be doing whatever they can to get that story. And what is fascinating out of this is when you talk about the community of Haley, of Ketchum, the Sun Valley area, it's an area where people have their privacy. Celebrities walk around as normal people and nobody bugs them. The paparazzi is not allowed there. So if they're up trying to get in there, it'll be interesting to see what the community does to them, because the community, not very media friendly.
Indeed. We'll have more on that, more on Miller's mission. And since we have Willard here, the NBA Finals getting ready. Does anybody care, Willard?
No, actually, I don't think they care because it's between the Heat and the Spurs again. I'm pretty sure the Heat are going to win their third title in 4 years.
Dave Burnett, do you agree with that?
I couldn't have even told you. I knew the Heat was. I couldn't even told you. Don't. I've lost interest. Don't. Wait, never had interest.
Well, I have to ask you, though. I have never been a fan of the Heat. And LeBron James is a great guy, great player. But I just got to ask you here. You know, I just can't root for the Heat. What about you?
Me? I like them. I like the Heat. I think they're fine. I think LeBron James, one of the best players of all time.
But they're floppers.
Well, that's what those who don't really follow basketball like to say. There's a lot of them that are floppers. It's not just the Heat. There's a lot of them that are floppers.
LeBron is one of the huge proponents of the flop.
He's one of the best players ever.
True, but I don't remember Michael Jordan flopping.
You aren't old enough to remember. How old were you when Michael Jordan was playing?
Come on. Pay attention. Don't talk to Megan. You're doing a radio show.
How old were you when Michael Jordan was playing?
He joined the league in 84. I wasn't born yet. I was born in 88.
Then don't tell me that Michael Jordan was this or that. Yes, please. Please.
Dave Burnett's handed it to you today, Will.
I'm sorry, man, but I remember when I would watch the Bulls versus the Jazz.
Yeah, looking over the edge of your playpen.
I never saw Jordan, like, fall to the ground and be like, oh, my goodness, he fouled me. Mr. Referee, please call a foul.
Yeah, it was tough to see over the edge of your playpen, wasn't it?
No, I'm pretty sure I was, like, 7 at that time. Oh. So, yeah, I could see over my plate.
7-year-olds are well aware of what flopping is or not, please. Michael Jordan did his share of flopping.
I gotta disagree with you, Dave Burnett. Nope. Michael Jeffrey Jordan, first of all, never took time off except when he played baseball. But when he was playing basketball, remember that 72-win season? They probably could have won 75 where the Heat take time off. I mean, how fair is it that Dwayne Wade has taken a third of the season off and he's a cheap guy to begin with. Not the player he was when he carried them with Shaq back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
It's a different day in sports. Don't try to compare the two nor pin it on one player. It's a different day in sports. At what time did, you know, at one time when you saw cobwebs, they said, shake it off and get back in there, guy. That doesn't happen. Now it's a different day in sports.
Well, as they should shake it off and get back in there.
No, they should.
Instead of the flop fest.
See, I disagree with you guys. The flop has been going on. Let's talk about the old Detroit Pistons from back in the day.
They
never
flopped.
The flop was going all the time. Please. Please.
They were the best ever.
Let's talk about the Boston Celtics, my buddy Danny Ainge.
Wow. The Boston Celtics never flopped. That was the greatest team ever. If they didn't have those injuries, they would have won 4 straight.
Oh.
And you know it. That's why you don't like the Celtics, because they're winners.
No, it's because I don't like Danny Ainge. That's a personal vendetta.
Did you hear about Dave Burnett and Danny Ainge? They almost came to blows once.
No, I never heard about that.
Dave Burnett, being his charming self, couldn't get along with. Why are you laughing? I mean, he has held a grudge against Danny Ainge to this day.
Yeah.
Well, are you going to expand on that? You got to tell the story.
No, I don't have to tell the story.
You used to tell the story was, well, they were at a charity game, and Danny Ainge said something to Dave Burnett, and he gave him an elbow to the throat, and ever since then, they've not talked.
That's it. Danny refuses to play me now.
Yeah.
Big baby.
Because
big flopper.
Dave Burnett covered Danny Ainge back in the day.
Yeah.
And look what happened to Dave Burnett. He's with us, and Danny Ainge is running the Celtics.
But other big news before we go. And this truly is a word out that Anby Davis has passed away, which for anyone who grew up as a Brady Buncher or Brady Boomer remembers Ann as a center square on the opening of the show. Alice has passed away to join the Butcher, whatever. Sam.
Ralph. Sam.
Sam the Butcher.
I thought his name was Ralph, but his name's Sam.
Sam the Butcher.
He looked like a Ralph.
Yeah. So
that was probably his real name, was Ralph.
You know,
thank you, Will.
It's funny how that there are those icons that, you know, out of TV growing up that make an impact, because really Anby Davis, I don't know that we could say anything else she ever appeared on, but forever will be Alice, and has left an impact on a generation.
Well, speaking of which, one more quick thing at the Eclectic Manly Man program here at 580KIDO. According to the State Department and Richard Engel reporting, they've told these five Taliban that if you folks come on the grid again, you won't be captured, you'll be killed.
Well, good. That should be.
The language they understand. Jay Carney saying right now, Bo Bergdahl was not a hostage. He was a prisoner.
That's the way, to me, I'll be honest. If this is just me, and I'll probably be raked over the coals for it. They should chip those guys and follow them. Simple as that.
Maybe they have already.
They may have. Chip them and follow them. Find out. They get in trouble? See ya. Done.
Well, like I said, this story will continue to percolate, and I will love people that seem to know what happened. I don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. And,
not a clue.
Okay. And here's the idea. If you have private personal letters, are those something that should have been made public? In other words, Michael Hastings, God rest his soul, from Rolling Stone, is really continuing to do a number. Now, I guess if it's true, so be it. But I think there are a lot of things, Dave Burnett, that you say, that I say, that we don't want to be made public, that, you know, whether we like to do something or not.
No, absolutely not. But, you know, I guess that's, time will tell. You know, that's all you can do is sit back and time will tell. Some of the things when you're held in captive, you know, I don't know that you can be held accountable for or not. You're captive, you're under duress, you're being forced to say things. The way Bo spoke in some of those early tapes and those early videos didn't seem like a natural flow, and not quite sure why he was speaking that way. I still contend he was trying to get some sort of message out by the way he hesitated in his speech and his phrasing of the way words did not come out correctly. But, you know, time will tell, and it'll all come to light, and everyone just take a deep breath and follow this through and be happy for a family that has their son back. Other thing I want to mention before I go over here real quickly, Kevin is out on Miller's Mission at the Walmart on Garrity, asking you to come by, drop by, whether it's cash, whether it's clothing, whether it's food items for children, Women's and Children's Center, Canyon County, being benefited. Kevin will be out there all week long. Traffic now as you're coming out of
Sean Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, phone numbers 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com, we'd love for you to support Miller's Mission. We're live here at the Garrity and Franklin Walmart. We'll be here till Saturday at 6 o'clock collecting donations, new items, gently used items for women and children, and men at the Lighthouse Rescue Mission of the Boise Rescue Mission, so we would love for you to do that also. You can donate at any Walmart throughout the Treasure Valley. We do want to thank Airstream, Team Mazda, Subaru, and, of course, the Boise Rescue Mission for allowing us to be a small part of this effort. Phone numbers here, 580-5436. Coming up, we'll talk to Kerry Patton, who's not a fan of Bo Bergdahl. We will ask you this question throughout the morning. Bo Bergdahl, hero or traitor, was it worth it? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work. And much more coming up from the Walmart on Garrity as critics and champions of Bo Bergdahl continue to discuss. Coming up next, we'll talk to Kerry Patton, our intelligence expert. We'll get his thoughts both locally, nationally, and what if anything, we know about these five Talibanis on the loose. Kevin Miller, we're just getting started. Miller's Mission, 580 KIDO.
Emmett, Idaho.